Hello and welcome to That Guy's a Maniac, the podcast DS. We are a podcast about video games. My name is Richie. With me as always is Farley, aka Kunzy11. Farley will now say hello, explain why we are called DS this season, and tell you where to find us on the internet. Take it away.
Hello, this is That Guy's a Maniac DS. This season we are loosely sprinkling our podcast with a theme around the Nintendo DS, which doesn't involve too much, but you may remember that the string of DS games were released which had a subtitle which began with D and S. For example, Mr. Driller, Drill Spirits. Drill Spirits, yeah. We're taking inspiration from that little gimmick. So at the beginning of the season, we created a big bag of random D words and a big bag of random S words. We pull one out at the beginning of the episode, and then we base our episode on that, I guess. As you've probably gathered from the title of the podcast, unless you just really are just going in blind. Aside from that business, you can find us at www.thatguys.co.uk. You can also find us on all the socials at thatguysamaniac. And that's all one word, all lowercase, Richie.
Yeah. Cool. So
I was listening back to the podcast, which I don't know if you're supposed to do, but I was doing it.
Anyway. I mean, we definitely do.
And I realised that perhaps for younger people who might be listening, they might think that we're seriously saying that it's, you know, all one word, all lowercase. But for a long time, in the dawn of everyone having emails and websites, that was, you genuinely had to clarify, even though
It's never been case sensitive at all.
It's not like a password.
That's the weird thing about people of our age, is the irony that we are trying to get across might not be ironic as much anymore. Like, the ratio of irony to actually asking a genuine question where you don't understand something is shifting, you know? Yeah, and I guess that's the definition of old age.
I think so, yeah. We've gone through, we're post-ironic now.
Post-ironic. Pre-colonic. Sorry.
Big bag of D's, Richie. Pick one, please.
Okay, I'm going to put my hand into the big bag of D's and I'm going to grab one out of it.
Oh, he's making effort with the sound.
Okay. Oh, I quite fancy the feel of this D. This one is Dwayne.
Dwayne! What a rich mine of content. I got the S's here. Rush, scruffle, scruffle, scruffle. Sister! So, Richie, give us the name of the episode, please.
The name of the episode is Dwayne's Sister.
Dwayne's Sister. Okay, let's get going. Is that a segue?
That's a really good segue.
Let's tear it up. There we go. That's a segue.
Let's tear it up. Surely we should have a That Guy's a Maniac themed, you know, engage style. Let's bring it on or something.
Is there a Resident Evil 2 quote we could?
We could split up, look for any survivors. Let's split up and look for survivors.
What does Chief Iron say?
Chief Irons is, to think that taxidermy used to be my hobby.
Okay, there we go. That's our new engage. Okay, Richie. To think that taxidermy used to be my hobby.
I don't know why I'm a sort of money artist though.
But no longer.
He wasn't even British.
He doesn't really address why taxidermy is no longer his hobby. I guess the zombie invasion makes
when your city gets overrun by zombies, maybe you ditch your hobbies. I doubt it though. Like, I mean, think about Jill. Like, she could be like heavy into stamp collecting.
Yeah.
Just because she went through that mansion and stuff like that, do you think she's like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't like stamp collecting anymore.
I don't, you know, of all the areas that Capcom has just covered and uncovered. I don't think you've really touched on that. I mean, it never really comes up. And we do get to know, like, their blood type and stuff like that. It doesn't, you know, I think it would say...
But yeah, whether or not PTSD philatelist.
I mean, when you see her apartment in 3 Remake, there's not a stamp to be seen.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although she might just keep them in storage.
Maybe, yeah, if it's such a good collection, she might have a safety deposit box.
I think this angle isn't... It's not funny.
although that also would have been destroyed by the nuke.
Yes. Although, does she live in Raccoon City? Is she a resident? Is she?
Is she evil?
Hmm?
Is she evil? You said, is she a resident? I thought you were doing a bit.
Oh, God. I didn't even click. That was funny. Unironically funny.
Post-ironically funny.
Post-ironically funny. There we go. Full circle.
Okay, Rishi. Dwayne. I've got a Dwayne that I want to talk about.
Okay, tell me about Dwayne.
So, a game that I don't think we've given enough. What's the podcast version of Column Inches?
Speak time. Yeah, okay.
Speak time. Airtime.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a thing. A series of games we've not given enough airtime on the podcast is Micro Machines.
Oh, we've given it far too much. Go on.
Go on then. What have we said?
It's little cars that they race around and you really like it.
We definitely haven't even said that much.
We did. We had that whole sequence on the Micro
Machines. On Micromaniacs. Episode. On Micromaniacs, you mean?
Yeah.
That's different. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's like comparing Final Fantasy 13-3 to Final Fantasy 13.
Okay, I apologize for...
Okay.
For that.
Well, Micro Machines was good. It was a lovely couch co-op game where you played as the little toy cars racing around various bathroom scenes, kitchen table scenes, billiard table scenes, and it was a laugh. And one of the releases on the Mega Drive came with a cartridge where you could plug two more controllers into the cartridge. And then you could play it.
Oh, so you could have 4-player.
Yeah, but then you could also play it 8-player by picking a mode where you have half a pad each and it automatically drives forward.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. Oh, utter chaos. And it was quite hard. There was a single player, which was extremely hard. Did you have Micro Machines growing up?
I definitely... Oh, like the toys or the actual... the game?
The toys.
Yeah, I had Micro Machine toys. I had a couple of playsets for Micro Machines. I had a toolbox.
Yeah.
And then you could open the toolbox.
Yeah.
And it basically, like, the whole lid opened and then the two sides came down and it was like a proper sort of like a city.
Yeah.
And you could add little places you could hide the Micro Machines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There
was like a bridge that went across.
Yeah, the bridge, yeah. Of course. And yeah, you could stick the bridge bits on top. Yeah. And then I also had the Micro Machines driving simulator.
Oh, with the little steering wheel.
Yeah, the little steering wheel and a conveyor belt of a road.
Love that.
And so the conveyor belt went round and your car was attached by magnets.
Yeah.
So you could just basically put any Micro Machine you wanted on there.
Yeah.
And you just sort of like navigated the road. There was no punishment. There was no pain. It was also, in fact, I remember it was called Micro Machines Grand Prix.
Yeah.
However, as a child, I remember calling it Grand Prix. And I remember my mum laughing a lot about that.
Yeah. That's good.
And of course, in my later life, I now understand why.
It reminds me of a friend I had who upon seeing the word placenta, called it placenta.
Placenta. Placenta.
Placenta.
Okay.
So you may remember with some of those early, I think these are like first wave micro machines. Some of them came with like a sort of like a big tray where you could put your micro machines. Sort of like an ice cube tray.
Oh, wait a minute. That rings a bell as well. I remember there was also a tire you could put your
micro machines into. Maybe that was Hot Wheels. Or maybe both. Anyway, so in the original micro machines, or the micro machines on the Mega Drive, there was a one player mode. And if you kept winning, I think increasingly harder races, you'd unlock vehicles for this tray to fill out. And we never filled it out, me and my brother. My brother's significantly better at micro machines than me. It was that tough. But, Richie, what I actually want to talk about is the characters, the selectable characters in micro machines, and their evolution over time, which I don't think has been really explored, because there are a bunch of micro machines games for the 32-bit era.
So are you telling me that the characters exist throughout each version of the micro machine sequels?
So yeah, in the first wave, there are a bunch of fairly generic characters. You've got Anne, who's like a little girl with pigtails. Bonnie. Some of these are quite stereotypy, but diversity at the time. Bonnie is a black lady. You've got Chen, who you might be surprised to know is a Chinese boy. Cherry, who's just like a blonde woman. Dwayne. Now, Dwayne is a bit of a doofus. He's got like, his eyes are crossed. He's got a baseball cap that goes off at a funny angle. We've got Emilio, Jethro, Joel, Mike, who's like a nerd. He looks like Walter from the Beano comics.
Okay.
And Spider, who I think everyone may remember as he's like the Fonz. And then Walter, who's just a plus size redhead. Should we say that?
Plus size redhead. Okay.
Yeah. And then one of the most successful games, I think, which crossed that SNES Mega Drive era into PlayStation era, was Micro Machines V3. And looking at screenshots of them, it was like a revolution. So you were going from purely top-down, very blocky color, simple courses, to something that was isometric. The levels looked a little bit more kind of realistic. I mean, still not amazing. And some, not all of the characters come back, and they're a bit, some of them are kind of extremified. So Spider's still like a cool Fonz dude with some shades. Chen is less of a stereotype, but is clearly Chen. Cherry pretty much looks exactly the same. Bonnie goes from being like a black schoolgirl, I guess. She's got like a bow in her hair, to wearing, she's wearing like a jersey. Jethro, he's now a Rasta in V3.
Okay.
he's got the hat and everything. But Dwayne, who I want to talk about in this part of the podcast, is now crazier than ever. So his eyes are still really crossed. He has like spidery white hair. Looks a bit like Egon Spengler. And he's still wearing his baseball cap. And that's it.
I really like the fact, because I've been having a little look, that they have continued and kept the same characters. Like, I would this has transcended like generations, and yet they remain consistent.
Yeah,
and keeping the same characters and even aging them.
Exactly.
They've
lived lives in between the games. Some of them don't make it. So sadly, Mike doesn't make it. And then I have a theory about Joel. So Joel in the Micro Machines
I love it. We've got some fan fiction headcanon killing.
Okay, yeah.
What happened to Mike?
Here's the Micro Machines iceberg. So one of the characters in the original was Joel. He kind of has messy hair. It looks like he has a pimply face. He's wearing a shirt which has like a hole in the shoulder, and his shirt says yuck.
Oh, okay.
But he's also wearing, looks like a necklace. Could be a dog collar.
Oh. Now,
Joel is missing. He didn't make it to Micro Machines V3. However, we have a character called Jade.
Oh, so trans.
Maybe.
Okay.
Kind of has the same face shape. We're comparing pixels with like a 3D portrait. But has like, a look, not a mohawk, but, you know, dyed green little sprig of hair.
Okay.
Big earrings and kind of like a dress. And I think she was kind of punky because they do have like reactions.
Jade found her identity.
Yeah.
In that time between generations.
In that time going from Joel, you know, younger, clearly a bit more alternative, bit of an anarchy streak with his yuck t-shirt and dog collar. And then in Micro Machines V3, it's made the transition. Looks much happier, you know, less angry. To continue driving. So there we go, that's my fan theory about...
But you said there was a character called Mike who didn't make it either.
Yeah, so Mike's the kind of nerdy guy with big glasses.
Okay.
Sort of like the opposite of Spider. Sadly, he didn't make it through. Emilio, who I used to main, right? As you can imagine, he's kind of like, he's got a red headband, what looks like slicked black hair.
Who, right, just very, very quickly.
Yeah.
In all franchises, you have the generic flagship character.
Yeah.
So you've got your Ryu, or you've got your Liu Kang,
yeah,
or other similar characters. Who is the Ryu of Micro Machines?
Honestly, I think it might be Spider. It's because Spider. The others,
oh, okay.
The others are fairly generic, but Spider had something about him.
Okay.
And then I think, well, in my headcanon in V3, he very much is kind of like the main character. I mean, there are no main characters.
I'm taking a quick look at the Mike the Geek.
Mm.
And I'm just wondering, like, based on their hairdos,
yeah,
could Mike have killed the original Spider and became the Spider in the following series?
He could have done. Because
just thinking, put on a pair of glasses and yeah.
Yeah, because you imagine in the you know, green room before they come out to race, you know, Cherry and Bonnie are hanging around Spider because he's so cool, and then Mike's like in the corner getting all, he's got incel energy about him definitely, and then like, you know,
yes, Walter, exactly,
Walter is Mike's only friend, and then. Yeah, that's why he explains he's missing in V3, because he has murdered and then
Spider.
Kind of take he's yeah. murdered Spider and then taken over his place. Although saying that, so Walter kind of has like, it's like he has like a dimpled chin above his neck.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, although surgery, maybe there's like a face off situation.
We put more character background into this than the team themselves.
The team at Codemasters never invested this much. And then the other loss, sadly, is Anne. She's the little girl in pigtails. She doesn't make it at all. But Bonnie does, Chen does, Cherry does, Dwayne does, Emilio, rest in peace. So I have to pick a new main in V3. I don't know who I chose.
So who was your Dwayne? New main?
Well, I don't know. I can't remember. But, because Dwayne was kind of the joke character. You know, nobody wanted to play Dwayne, but I think my brother actually started playing as Dwayne. I think maybe I was Cherry, of course, play the woman.
Yeah. Take more like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably Cherry. But it, my heart wasn't in it, you know, because I'd put loads of energy into Emilio. Can't really work out what Emilio's
wearing.
Was
there much differences in the actual characters, or was it just purely...
Nothing.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Purely something cosmetic, you do at the beginning of the game, and then that is it.
I love it. All that... Keeping them consistent, but it does nothing.
You'd see it on scoreboards and stuff, I guess. And then in V3, they would have, like, when you selected them. So one of them, I was trying to think who it is, would say, let's tear it up. Might have been Cherry. And they'd have a little animation when you selected it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Voiced
in
by,
in a British accent. In a very English accent.
Let's tear it up.
Tear it up.
Yeah. Interestingly, a chap called Big Al voices all the male characters, including Jethro.
Big Al.
And Chen. Big Al is his name. But then they did actually get a black voice actress for Bonnie.
Okay, good.
And then
good.
Another
Not
actress
problematic.
Does Cherry and Jade. Yeah, although, you know, Big Al does do Jethro.
Oh, okay.
And Chen. The Scarlett Johansson of the Microsoft universe.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, so obviously, as you've been talking about Dwayne, and I didn't pre-prep any kind of shenanigans.
No, so you just picked the D out.
Yeah. So my chat on D, when you said Dwayne, I just went to The Rock.
Uh-huh.
And just thought about The Rock. And he's been in a lot of games.
Yeah, he has. I mean, obviously, he appeared as the wrestler in all 4,000.
Every single wrestling
game.
But he's had a few other cameos in other games.
Are they stinkers? What's his hit to stinker ratio?
They're all stinkers. With the exception of perhaps one. For some reason, he's a character in Fortnite and voices himself.
Well, who isn't these days?
Yeah, it's true. He was not only in a stinker of a game, but it was a stinker of a film, The Scorpion King. You like The Scorpion King?
Those mummy films, I think they get better with age.
Well, like the Mummy films, like in The Mummy 2, that was fine. Then you've got the horrible CG Rock that does the people's elbow and has the eyebrow thing going on.
Yeah. I think they're fine.
That's fine, but The Scorpion King was a... What's it called?
A spin-off.
Yeah. And it was awful. Really, really bad.
I think it's fine.
Okay. He was also in... the remake of the old sort of like BBC micro game Spy Hunter that came out in the PS2.
Was it? I remember a lot of noise about Spy Hunter, but it didn't really resonate with me, and then it kind of disappeared.
I might have done the QA on it, like even that to that level, but
I just looked it up. I had Spy versus Spine.
How did you? Yeah. No way.
Like, who the fuck is The Rock in Spy versus Spy? It's those two grown men, no?
I do not remember a remake in the PS2 of Spy versus Spy either.
Yeah, there was a revival. Spy Hunter. Oh, yeah.
No, God. Spy Hunter, like, on the BBC Micro, was basically a car.
Yeah.
And it was sort of like... you would be traveling up the road and different cars would do different things to you. Like there's a red one that had red spikes and you didn't.
That whole genre no longer exists. The driving up the road, driving up the screen road game. I kind of miss it.
Yeah. Gone. I suppose it's the runner that you now get on mobile phones, the infinite runners.
Yeah.
That's what they became.
That's what that genre became. As well as fully fledged 3D racing games, I guess.
Yeah. But the cool thing about The Rock is he actually has transcended in the other direction and he is making films about video games.
Yeah, a lot of them.
A lot of them, and apparently more to come as well.
Mm.
So I didn't hate Rampage. I thought it was an amazing choice to choose Rampage of all games.
I put it in the same bucket as it was around, well, in my mind. I think this is at the time when you and I were reaching the age where we're transitioning from irony to post-irony. Nothing was sacred in terms of, oh, we'll turn this into a movie, like Battleship being the best example of that.
So
Rampage is the game is enough of a touchstone in gaming culture that I think everybody knows about it. It was brought back a couple of times, I remember.
I would disagree with that one, because I think Rampage, despite trying to be brought back several times, still remained niche and quite unknown to a lot of the video game public. I think a lot of people didn't know that that was based on a video game.
No, I think Rampage as a video game isn't A-list, right? It's not your Tetris's or your Centipede or whatever, but it is B-list, definitely.
Okay. Well, I'll take your word for it. Like, I always felt that it was a fairly unknown game.
No, there's a bit of a cult following, definitely in the States. There was a Wii Rampage, for example. So I did watch it thinking, oh, well, how bad can it be? And it was fine. Considering.
It was fine. Yeah. It was fine entertainment.
Considering the source material.
I know. The source material is, like, if it's the original Rampage, choose three monsters.
Yeah. And then punch the shit out of a building.
Eat people and punch each other. That, like, it's amazing that that got turned into a film. Or the concept of it. And way better done than some other video game movies.
Certainly nowhere near the top of video game adaptations. Certainly nowhere near the bottom either.
No. In fact, I actually feel like it is so far removed from the video game that it's no longer a video game adaptation. But for the sake of this segment, it definitely is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know Rampage enough to be like, oh, that's a nod. Oh, look, he's punching a helicopter. I mean, he does punch a helicopter, so yeah, there you go. Spoilers for whatever, Rampage 2018.
Yeah, if you've not watched it already, then...
the gorilla does punch a helicopter. Sorry about that. But, you know, they put some thought into the story. Definitely one where the expectations were...
low enough to be entertained.
But, yeah. cellular layer of my foot which touches the ground low. And it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But it was by no means good.
No.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch it again.
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen it. Oh, yeah, okay. Entertaining. If it's, you know, watch it on a flight and it will kill whatever 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Good shout.
He's also in the Doom movie as well.
Oh, he is. What's the official TJM? Have you not?
No.
Not great. There is a sequence which goes into first person.
Yes. I know of that and I think I've seen that on YouTube and thought, oh, that's enough.
Yeah. And then
I've only heard people say, don't watch it.
Yeah, it's not even worth a watch. Like, you know, they try to...
Listen, I've seen Uwe Boll movies. I saw House of the Dead and Blood Rain.
Postcode, did you watch that?
Awful. Sorry, say again?
Postal, did you watch that?
Postal, yes, with Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that based on the video?
Grace there. Hmm?
That's based on Postal, the controversial video game, right?
Yeah, it was, but it was... I think it missed all of the humour of the game.
just
all of it.
Just a work-based massacre. Yeah.
Other than that, he's also potentially coming into the new Mortal Kombat sequel. Dwayne The Rock Johnson in Mortal Kombat 2 film.
Which is what number Mortal Kombat film? 4? 5?
I mean, technically the last one was a reboot. And it wasn't bad. Did you see the last one?
I know we talk about Mortal Kombat every episode at this
point. Yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
But is it a series which I don't really like as a game, but I'm intrigued enough. Actually, speaking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, similar to The Fast and Furious, where when I found out that there's, you know, actually some sense of an overarching story across all the films, I was like, huh, I didn't really expect that from Fast and the Furious or Mortal Kombat. So yeah, I do kind of, when a new one comes out, like when Mortal Kombat 1 has just come out, I will do like a let's watch of the entire story to see how it goes. But I don't really care about any of the characters. And so with Mortal Kombat, because for a while that was the best video game adaptation film. Do you remember?
Yes.
The first one.
The one with Christopher Lambert as Raiden. Yeah.
Yeah. Just because all the others were so bad and that was fine. And, you know, they even shouted Mortal Kombat, nailed the character. You know, there was no, like, very little in the way of adaptation or, you know, oh, this character who's a stretchy Indian man is now a background scientist for 2 seconds. It was there's Liu Kang, there's whatever. So it was fine.
They do they do reach quite far with Sub-Zero and Reptile.
Uh-huh.
So Sub-Zero for some reason I don't understand what Sub-Zero is in that film. He gets into a fight with someone and just starts radiating cold.
Yeah.
So he's creating this aura of cold, and then Liu Kang just chucks a bucket of water in at him and just pierces him and he dies. I just don't understand why Sub-Zero was doing that when Sub-Zero is known for like throwing frost bolts or doing ice skids and stuff like that. That was odd. And then Reptile, for some reason, is a genuine reptile that crawls into a statue and then becomes a green ninja that looks identical to Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
Okay, yeah. Now you mention it.
It was long-reaching. Oh, and wait a minute. The Scorpion fight scene with Johnny Cage. So Scorpion doesn't have the chain and pulls get over here.
Yeah.
He has a snake that comes out the center of his palm. And then so Scorpion just stands out, hand outstretched. This snake sort of comes out of his hand. He shouts, "Get over here." And then Johnny Cage just runs around as a snake sort of goes in between trees and around and sort of in through a forest, and he's just like, "This isn't the game. You could have done this so much better."
I know. Why go for a snake when
chains and just shouting, "Get over here!"
Harpoony chain thing, yeah. Would be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I've forgotten quite how bad.
I still like that film despite those mistakes. So I can't say much. But anyway, yeah, that was the staple. And then they brought out Mortal Kombat 2. Which is hard to watch. Really, really hard to watch. It's like, it's wobbly.
That was a reboot, you mean?
Bad. No. Mortal Kombat 2, the sequel to that 90s one.
What's it called? It's not called Mortal Kombat 2.
Annihilation.
Yes, well done.
Yes, annihilated everything. That series. But it was, wobbly, shaky sets and Cyrax. There was so much that was bad about it. It didn't really make sense. because, you know, Mortal Kombat has to make sense. Yeah, but yeah, the latest one that came out a couple of years ago, really good, worth a watch.
I've not seen it.
Yeah, no, it is good, and it's fine. In fact, it's fine. It's not good. It's fine. You know, it was good to watch. I enjoyed it.
I mean, I know this is such a my first forum type post, but is there ever going to be a decent fighting game adaptation? Because they all,
you're basing your game on,
you know, characters with tiny amounts of reasons punching each other.
Yeah, I mean, like that's a kung fu film, but yeah, like, I think we talked about this in the movies podcast that we did, because I went through the pain of watching
Dead or Alive,
Street Fighter, Chun-Li, Dead or Alive, and Tekken.
Oh yeah.
So I think I took a train journey and just watched like all three of them.
Yeah, I blanked the Tekken movie from my memory even.
Yeah, I didn't hate them, but they were not good.
Because you could, yeah, if you were sticking to the bit, especially now that particularly those four series on their 41st iteration, you could probably justify just making like a movie that's like six action sequences, basically just those fights, that's it.
Yeah,
you know, imagine, you know, what was going on in your mind when you're playing these fighting games, and just do, you know, a bit like awful movies like Sucker Punch, which, you know, disaster but has three amazing action sequences. Just do that. Just do a string of. Who's your favorite?
You love Sucker Punch.
I do. Yeah. And I hate it in equal. Because it was doing something. I think it was doing something interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And you forgive a lot of it because of that little spark of creativity that it had.
Yeah. The 16 minutes of action sequences and all the rest can kind of go away.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, who knew that Dwayne was such a rich mine of video game content? Anything else to say about Dwayne?
Let's stop. Let's just stop it. Stop it. Let's finish. Let's begin the middle of the podcast.
Middle of the podcast. It means it's break time.
Break time. And during the break time, we ask each other questions from the Ultimate Video Games Quiz?
Question mark? If you remember, there are question marks after Ultimate. Ultimate Video Game
Ultimate?
Trivia?
Ultimate Video Trivia?
Okay. Ultimate?
So, I'm going to kick this one off.
Yours is so... One of yours is really easy, one of yours is really hard.
Oh, okay. Mine... Mine in quotations. Which peripheral for the Nintendo Entertainment System allowed for up to 4-player gameplay on the console? I feel like I have asked you this one.
Yeah, and I feel like I didn't know the answer.
You didn't know the answer.
And I think I probably said multi-tap, and you're like, no, it was the power porter or something stupid.
It was the 4-score.
Oh, yeah. God, we're having joint deja vu. Fine. I'm never going to remember that. It's too late. I'm too old to take on new information about peripherals I'll never use. In Lemmings.
Yeah.
What colour hair do the lemmings have?
Oh, wow. Green.
Yeah. I mean, if you weren't born in the 80s, you'd have no chance.
Well, I suppose There is a Lemmings mobile game.
There's a Lemmings pachinko game. Great. Next question, please.
Okay, next question. Enough vomiting over lemons. What is the name of the city in which Bloodborne is set?
Dark Souls Bloodborne. Is it... I have children and responsibilities now, so I can only play one video game, and it's Bloodborne and it's Dark Souls, and that's all I'm going to fucking play and talk about.
Close. It is
Leeds.
Yharnam.
I also didn't know that last time.
I have no idea, no clue.
I'll be
impressed if you got it.
Amazed if you get this one. Okay. But it could be a Richie secretly played all this through this game. One. Bolo or Bolo Santosi is the leader of the Reapers faction in which 2010 video game?
2010.
Bolo Santosi is the leader of the Reapers faction in which 2010 video game?
The Reapers faction. The Reapers. Is that... No, no. It's 2010. It's 2010. The Reapers faction. I'm going to say... Oh, no. I know what one it is. No, I don't. Tell me.
Just Cause 2.
Just Cause 2. No, I have not played any Just Cause games.
No, me neither.
I don't have any Just Cause to play them.
And that's the end of break. Richie, Just Cause, you can make a joke.
Doesn't mean you should.
Doesn't mean you should.
Right. Okay.
What's our S? Sister.
Our S is sister. Yeah. Now, you wanted me to do all the content for this one. I'm going to ask you a very, very...
Personal
and headcanon question.
Yes.
I don't want you to Google this either.
Okay. Is...
Are Peach and Daisy sisters?
Are Peach and Daisy sisters? asking the pressing questions here at That Guy's Maniac, the podcast, yes. No. No, they can't stand each other. No, that's not true. Peach...
What siblings can stand each other?
Peach tolerates Daisy, but just knows she's so beneath her that you know, it's not even... She thinks about Daisy as much as she thinks about Blue Toad or Kamek, right? She's that unbothered. And Daisy fucking hates Peach. Hates her.
Do you reckon it's kind of like Peach's heir to the throne and Daisy isn't? Is she like Princess Anne to Princess Queen Elizabeth?
No, I think... I mean, I don't know in the canon. But like, Daisy's princess of something, right?
Well, clearly she's Princess Daisy, yeah.
But of what? Like the Daisy Kingdom? Because on paper, the Daisy Kingdom sounds a little bit better than the Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, like fucking fungus riddled.
Yeah. Although, what is the relationship between Peach and Mushrooms, like conceptually? And then what would the alternative be between Daisies and blah? Slime molds?
I mean, you've got Lichens? To ask the question. Yeah, you've got to ask the question is, why is she their princess? Why is she suddenly coming into a kingdom?
Mm.
You know, so there is a king.
Yeah.
And he is, he's like an old mushroom guy. Yet she is somehow princess?
Yeah.
heir to the throne? Is she adopted? Is she some kind of usurper?
Yeah. Well,
you know, is she queen consort and just being called princess?
Well, so she's actually married to the Mushroom King.
Well, you never see the Mushroom Queen, do you?
But then wasn't she queen?
Hmm. Well, queen consort.
Yeah, exactly.
Did they not get called, she's princess. Princess. And is that not called princess sometimes?
No.
Hmm.
You raised some valid questions. Well, have you seen the Mario movie yet?
No, I haven't.
They address this specifically.
Oh, okay.
I mean, who's to say if it's canon or not? So when spoilers everybody for the Mario movie, which is okay. But when she first sees Mario, she's all excited. She's like, another human.
Oh wow! Okay.
So she was also sucked into the Mushroom Kingdom,
and then somehow became princess.
Over time, murdering toads wormed her little way, you know, marrying aged octogenarian toads with titles, and just kept moving upwards to now princess. But there's no mention, or you don't see the king. It's implied she is the...
She's a ruler, yet she's the ruler, princess
of the Mushroom Kingdom.
As well.
Yeah.
Okay. That's odd. That feels... It doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit well with me. But yeah, I was just meaning because feature-wise, they are almost identical.
Yes, this is true.
So I was just wondering if there was a family tie, regardless of actual canon, it kind of feels like they should be just be sisters.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they don't... Outside of sports, they don't really interact, do they? I mean, has Daisy ever been in a game with a story?
Was Daisy not the actual princess that you save in Mario Brothers 1?
What? The tube? Every fucking episode I do this. What, that one screen tube game?
No, so. The Mario, as in... Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Bros. 1.
Yeah.
Princess Daisy. Fictional character. Super Mario Land. She's the ruler of Sarasaland.
Oh, yeah. So she's the... Yeah, she's the Game Boy one.
Yeah, she's the ruler of the land, which has fucking UFOs and flying Easter Island heads.
Better or worse than Mushroom Land?
It's kind of fucked. I think, like, it's kind of fucked up, Sarasaland.
Yeah.
It has like, side-scrolling shooting levels.
Yeah? What's your point?
I think she's, like, really hard, you know, battle-hardened, because she's just come from... And that's another thing why she hates... Princess Peach, because
she's coddled.
Yeah, exactly. Daisy's like some fucking fighter pilot shooting at Sphinx bosses, comes over for the inter kingdom sports that they do, and everyone loves Peach. Everyone's even Peach. Look, all these toads and Yoshis worshipping Peach. She doesn't have crab monsters or whatever turning up to clap her through
crab monsters
Mario tennis.
What a turn of fate for crab monsters in the clap.
I'm just trying to think of what the denizens of Sarasaland are. So yeah, there's another reason why she hates her. It's just Sarasaland's just rubbish.
I genuinely enjoyed, for whatever perverse reason, playing as Peach in Daisy's alternative costume in what's it called?
Smash. Mm-hmm.
Just because you could.
Yeah.
Just because you could.
I mean, she has a hardcore following, right?
Daisy.
Yeah. Like, yeah, same way that Waluigi does.
The Weebleweegees. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Luigi.
Yeah, exactly. But instead of getting, you know, because the Daisy characters will never really get their get what they want. Right, so like Princess Peach gets a game. She's got that other game. She's got that. Are you interested to win that costume changing Peach game?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I feel like it's something I would invest some time in.
Yeah.
But I'll wait for a review. If it's above 7, I'm happy. I'll get it.
So you've already got like the Peach fans, which are a smaller subsection than, you know, Mario fans, I imagine.
Yeah.
Who lose their shit whenever Peach gets her own game. Imagine being like a Daisy fan. You're like, Daisy's playable in Mario Strikers Charge DLC or... You know, that's all you're going to get as a Daisy fan.
Well, yeah, okay. Anyway, my point... about sisters is was our Peach and Daisy sisters, and I think we've exhausted that avenue. We have.
Although I'd like to see her get her own game. I mean, also she must be really pissed that like Pauline, right? Everyone had written off. No one remembers Pauline. Now she's back.
Yeah,
she's
Pauline's
a mayor.
Back.
She has her own musical.
Yeah,
she's playable in Mario Kart. She's like a sassy singer. Yeah.
But I think Rosalina is just like, again, another sort of.
Yeah.
Another princess.
Who's God, I'd love
a screen time.
What was that controversial FMV game? Night Trap.
Yes.
I'd love a Mario themed Night Trap where Daisy is watching Rosalina, Pauline, and Peach, and whoever else have a sleepover, and then she's got her freak show some Sarasaland to try and break in and murder them all.
Yeah, totally. Just like straight up drop a sphinx on their heads and things like that, you know.
yeah.
What an excellent death scene.
Exactly, yeah. Using
Rosalina doesn't see it coming because one of her emo eyes is covered up and it's splat.
Yeah.
It's just like her blue body and a star crying as this big stone sphinx has just crushed her skull.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good stuff. I'm in.
As Daisy takes her rightful place, and
here's Daisy.
Yeah,
kind of like here's Johnny.
That'd be great. I mean, I'm sure there's some kids in the 90s which made a amazing live action YouTube series doing just that.
The 90s.
Yeah, the 90s. Okay. Sister. Never knew how much I missed you.
So there's a sister in Resident Evil.
There's many.
Yeah. Many. The only one I can think of is Claire Redfield.
Yes. Maybe Jill has a brother.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. No, I don't think she does. Is she an only child?
Imagine her brother was Steve.
I don't know if Rebecca has a brother. Oh, you play as one of Barry's daughters who shot Moira, who shot her sister.
We wrote a fanfic about this exact thing.
Did we?
Yes.
Did we?
Jill Valentine's brother is Vincent Valentine from Final Fantasy VII.
There you go. Jill's a sister.
There you go.
There we go.
Based on our fanfic from 2007 that we forgot all about.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder where that genius idea came from. But yes, Claire and Chris, who also came to mind when Sister came out of the hat. Whatever, 45 minutes ago.
I thought of Lightning and Sarah.
Of course.
Because of Final Fantasy.
Going back to Chris and Claire.
Yeah.
Does their relationship in the, whatever, 3.5 minutes they spend on screen together in the video games, doesn't really strike me as a sibling relationship, you know? There's nothing, they don't really...
I mean, she's constantly looking for him, and then she finds him in Code Veronica.
Yeah.
So there's that. There is that kind of finally brother-sister thing happening, but like, it's a Resident Evil game. The narrative is not going to be super strong.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know whether I like it or I don't like it, because, you know, it's like, oh, here's just some baseline motivation. Well, some random excuse for her being there, and then they didn't really do anything with it. I've not seen the... There's a new Resident Evil thing out, isn't there? Which
yes.
brings them all together.
Dead Island.
Is it Dead Island?
It's not yeah. Dead Island.
You might be right. Death Island.
Death Island, okay.
But
it was like everybody Jill looks identical to her Resident Evil 3 model, but everyone else yes. doesn't, and I got very annoyed.
Leon looks Leon-y. I don't know about Rebecca. Last time we saw Rebecca was in another one of these CGI things.
Oh, okay.
And then Chris is right. Chris just looks so different with everything he's in. Leon has the same voice actor as Resident Evil 4, which is great. Matthew Mercer.
Oh, cool.
Now celebrated Dungeon Master. I don't even know how one fucking watches Resident Evil Dead Island, Death Island.
It's I think it's on Netflix. What's that noise?
Because UK Netflix is there's so many video game adaptations. We get some weird stuff, but there's so many, like Pokemon, for example. Every week is like, oh, Ash's things are now on Netflix, not in the UK.
yeah, you've got to watch for your following.
Yeah, unless you just have a VPN, like everybody should. Okay. Fine. At some point, I'll get around to watching it. But I hope, you know, I've built my hopes up for all of these CG things. And there's a particular scene in, I can't remember which one it is, where Claire and Leon bump into each other after what we presume is years, and it's just the opposite of chemistry. I think I wrote a blog post about it.
Oh, there we go. Two callbacks to the blog and one
call. Remember blog posts on the blog? yeah, I was so annoyed with it because, you know, all the shipping, as it is now called, that everybody did with them, and then you see them reunited, and he's just like, Claire, what are you doing here? Like, oh, hi, Leon. That's it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, zero chemistry.
So Death Island is not on Netflix.
Brilliant. There we go, readers. Do not watch it on Netflix now.
Sorry about that. It is on Apple TV and Amazon.
Oh.
And YouTube. And oh. Sky.
Hmm. It's on YouTube. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because YouTube, you can pay for things.
Who does that?
I know. Like, it annoys me though, because YouTube used to be such a great place just to like go and find a music video. But now it's like, you need to sit through these three adverts.
Yeah, two of which are, if you pay YouTube, you don't have to watch this advert anymore.
So true. God damn it. Anyway, right, sisters.
Isn't, what's her face? Morgana and Lilith, are they sisters?
I don't think so. I think,
That's that then, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but he's in Co and Lele are sisters.
Okay.
So she, one of them is able to read.
I'm just saying though, because, you know, Morrigan has tights and Lilith also has tights.
Yeah, that's how sisters work.
Have you thought about that?
Yeah, I've definitely thought about their tights.
They've also got wings. They are sisters.
Are they?
Lilith Ainsland, how do you pronounce that? Morgana. Lilith Dark Stalkerpedia. Let's go straight to the most definitive resource.
Yeah.
Lilith who in Japanese is Ririzu.
Ririzu.
He's a fictional character. Ah, all these fictional characters in this episode.
Goddamn fictional.
From Capcom's Darkstalkers series. She first appeared in Vampire Savior, which was Darkstalkers 3 in the West. She was intended to be the half-angel sister of Morrigan.
Oh, she has a sister-like split. So she's a weird clone, but is also her younger sister?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh no, Morrigan's soul is divided into three. One in Morrigan.
Oh yeah, because you've got Morrigan who can split into two.
One in the sealed space, and one in Belial's. Okay. Well. Who's to say? It depends how.
How you define sister.
Yeah, it depends how bigoted you want to be. And protective. How gatekeeper you want to.
Yeah, exactly. No, no, you can't be our sister.
You can't be a sister. You're just a soul that's been split into three and put into a younger body with only half the powers. That's not true, sister. Stop trying to erase sisters.
Yeah, doing it for themselves.
They are. They are doing it for themselves.
Oh, that was a good time, Dem. What else do we have? There's the Great Guiana Sisters. That was an interesting revival. We've talked about this a couple of times before.
I don't think it is interesting.
Oh, okay. I like that it was a deliberate clone of Mario Brothers, and it was unashamed. And then somehow, you know, it was like it was copyrighted and Nintendo went after them and all that sort of stuff. And then somehow it comes out again 20 years later on the Switch, which is just great. You know, it feels full circle to me.
Yeah.
You don't think it's interesting, though?
No, not at all.
I think maybe we have run out of steam on this one. I think.
No, what I was going to say is. none of these. I was thinking very hard since we pulled the S out of the bank about relationships in video games where being somebody's sister was really important. In the same way that, you know, father-son relationships, mother-son, mother-daughter relationships are really important. Brothers, like there's so many, you know, and all the interpretations of brothers, brothers in arms, blood brothers.
I would say in the plot of the Final Fantasy 13 games, Lightning.
Well, that's why I wanted to come back to it, because that's the only one I could think of where the personalities and, you know, how they get on or how they don't get on is actually core to the story of those games, right?
Yeah. That they're both searching for each other across time, across space. Yeah.
But none others really pop to mind, and in fact all the ones we've talked about are great examples of like sisters. and Claire is Chris's sister and that's why she's looking for him, but
they're there is in Tekken the two sisters, Anna and Nina Williams.
Oh yeah.
And they have that rivalry thing going on. But again, it's with most fighting games, everything's quite shallow. So maybe not the best example. Probably another good example of meh.
Yeah. Especially
but
there's
also
doesn't
Gone
one of them
Home.
Lose...
Gone Home.
Gone Home. That is a great one.
That is that. Yeah, there we go. because that is that whole telling of the story through the sister with and through like her coming home and stuff. Sorry, yeah. I dropped my glasses.
Anything else? You dropped a lot.
I have dropped a lot.
Okay, good. That was probably one that the readers were screaming out. I was like, for fuck's sake, it's only about a sister. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go. And there is the little sisters in Kyle thing. Yeah.
I want to give an honourable shout out to another Daisy.
Daisy?
Yeah. Which is it your rival's sister in the Pokemon games?
Oh. Which Pokemon game?
The OG ones. Maybe Gold and Silver she first appears.
Oh, as in Gary.
She gives you...
Yeah.
She
okay.
gives you massages. Your Pokemon okay. massages.
Alright, okay.
But also in later games, she kind of gets... Daisy Oak. There you go.
Daisy Oak. Yeah. So she must be Gary Oak's younger sister.
Yeah.
Did she ever get a show in the anime?
I don't know if she did. She got a Pokemon card recently.
Okay.
And then in the original games, she just says, use the town map. Thank you. In Gold, Silver, and Crystal, she grooms your Pokemon.
Okay.
At a certain time of day. Doesn't really do anything in Fire Red and Leaf Green. Tells you to use the town map to find out where you are. Check the names of places. Grooms again in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, and that's it.
Huh.
She's in the anime. She's in the TCG. That card came out in the current set. There we go, we're topical.
Hey, we're topical. Well, it depends when we put this out.
But she was cancelled.
Oh, okay.
In Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee.
Cancelled as in she was...
She's the only
she said
named...
something controversial.
She's about... the only named human character in Pokemon Red and Blue not to appear in Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you, Daisy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I've also forgotten. There's a very, very important thing, and I don't know if we've discussed it enough, but in Mortal Kombat, there's sisters as well.
These sisters are very cryogenic clones from each other's.
No, they're genuine sisters. Malin and Kitana.
Okay. Do they do? Yep. Is that important to their story at all? Or do they just occasionally go, sister? You couldn't do the job, sister. I'll do it in a Saturday morning.
Especially in Mortal Kombat 1, it is very important because Melina is the eldest sister, heir to the throne.
In a Princess Peach way or in a legitimate way?
Legitimate way. Her mum is Sindel. Sindel runs out alone and. Outland.
Isn't she one
Outland.
Of many queens, Sindel?
Many queens?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In my mind, there was like
a harem?
what do I want to say? Not polygamy. Polygamous? No. What's it called when it's... whatever.
whatever. Fuck it.
Whatever. Whatever. So anyway, more sister relationships in games, please. Or at least we should try and find them and play them.
Yes.
this really is tenuous. The, what's the game where you photograph the ghosts?
Fatal Frame.
Fatal Frame. Well, most of those are sisters. Who gives a shit? You can play half anyway.
Are
we done?
Like... Yeah, 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 we're done, we're done. I think we were done quite a while ago. The energy...
There we go.
The energy really changed for this
We've
podcast.
We've listed all the sisters in game. Well, it's because there's nothing to say about them. Oh, yeah, the sisters, yeah. Is that important?
But we've managed to speak for over half an hour on them.
There you go. That right. guy's not my sister.
Why'd he sister me?